Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, WAC Upfitters, Accessories Unlimited, and Swope Real Estate. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you're into it, we're into it. Call now at 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And I actually got to kind of amend that a little bit. Because we've been carrying a lot of NASCAR races as we've been, you know, searching for live sports. I mean, we could have gone with, you know, ping pong or, you know, some of the other sports that have continued on, but marble racing, you know. But we've been carrying some NASCAR races, including, I mean, for your entertainment, we've actually got four races this weekend. We have two today and two tomorrow. One, the first one is Xfinity Race, which Dale Jr. is actually going to be running in. Starting at 1:30 here, and of course at 7 p.m. we're going to have the Truck Series race. All of these races are coming from Miami. And then tomorrow, of course, at 10 a.m., we'll have a second Xfinity race at Miami. And then at 1:30 we're going to carry the Cup race, followed by, at 6 p.m., also a great one for me, Game 7 2014 World Series, in which the Kansas City Royals defeated the San Francisco Giants. So very excited.
David's taking control of the programming now. I mean, yeah. Everything for this weekend, man.
It's well, yeah, and I'm okay with starting to talk about the Chiefs as well. I mean, it was Patrick Mahomes, sexiest man alive, you know, candidate, right? You know, and of course, you gotta appreciate that guy a lot. But got a great show coming on today. Of course, going to be talking about some of the events that are coming up, and we might as well jump right into the Unser Racing Museum event calendar, because we do have some events on there.
We sure do, David. No, so local stuff that's kind of building up. So we're going to start with Sandia Speedway, actually. So this is what there's planning to be, but they're planning the season opener's got you going to be today. The Summerfest that's on the Clay Oval is going to be today on June 13th. There's no spectators, and drivers and crews are only allowed at this time. But with everything planned, they're going to have the 360 Windsprings, X-Mods, Street Stocks, Cruisers, Late Mods, the NMDA, and the NMKA. So everything's reopening. They reopen officially Wednesday, June 10th. And then the governor has restrictions from the follow. It's minimum standards where, like, everything's operating. But it's a great start where Sandia is planning on tonight being the night where, hey, let the racing begin.
Absolutely. And, of course, you could have, I believe it's up to six, including driver, five crew members to get that done. No fans in the stands, but you have to pre-register. That's one of the things you need to do, is you got to pre-register online. So they're trying to limit contact. And actually, in another way, they're trying to also be able to limit staff and control the staff. So a lot of cool things that are going on there. It's great to see that it's going. Of course, you know, the drag strip, we're going to be talking a little bit later with Gene Grant, also trying to make some movement forward. So Charlie's one of those that he's going to help everybody with all the rest of the tracks if he can do this and do this successfully. So I wish him all the best. If you got an opportunity to, as a crew member, to go and help and go. But right now, I don't know if there's a... You can go to racesandia.com and see if there's going to be any live streaming or anything. But I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of crew members that are going to be actually having that up on Facebook Live. So you'll be able to see some of it. You will only be able to see the perspective of their driver from that. So you're not going to be able to get everything else. But good to see. Good for Sandia. I know Charlie's been working extremely hard on that. There's a whole list. You can go to the post on Facebook page, their Facebook page, and you can see everything you need to do before you get out there. But good for him. And hopefully we'll all be able to get out there and support them as well soon. Likewise, Alien Speedway, they've been doing a lot of work. And so I don't know if this actually has worked to their benefit a little bit to because they just got their new lighting up. And so looks like they're ready to get after it next weekend.
Correct, David. No, Alien is going to have their event June 20th, the Championship Racing Series. That's going to start at 7. They, of course, the main parameter is practice social distancing, but they have events this week or the week before. They're taking this week off, and they're going to get everything rolling too. So Alien's going back and forth. We're going to Novato, where they were one of the first ones where they were planning on doing a lot of racing, but
right.
They kind of have an outgoing, you know, with mass gathering restrictions in place, they're kind of, you know, slowing down a little bit, and they had to cancel this weekend events, Saturday, June 13th. But we have ups and downs, and people kind of learning on how we could do it. So hopefully Sandia is a major success, and we get back to on track.
Absolutely. And, of course, one of the things you got to consider, too, is, of course, we're all in the same state, but we're in different counties. And that's part of what's going on with, of course, Alien Speedway is in Roswell. And, of course, Votto is between Las Cruces and El Paso. So, you know, they're different counties. Different counties have different restrictions as they come out. When you talk about two wheels, Moriarty MX and Gasset Off-Road, what do you know about possible events they have coming up?
So I'm just following their calendar on this one. So going to the website and trying to read up on, you know, what's going on and what's available. So I just write down pretty much the next available or the next possible event. So for Moriarty MX, it's going to be round 5 of their race series, which is going to be the July 4th weekend, 4th and the 5th. With Moriarty MX Championship Series is the next possible event. With Gasset Off-Road Racing, they have a Gallup event, which is going to, you know, which was scheduled for June 27th, 28th at Red Rock. The 100 is the next possible event. It's round 5 of their event as well. But, of course, being in Gallup, we know what's going on there.
Exactly.
So it's, you know, what's possible. Always keep, you know, looking at the actual website. And, of course, Facebook's a great tool where, you know, you got to do a little digging. But
right.
we're growing and we're getting back on it.
So. Well, and I tell you, you know, things change daily.
Completely.
So, yeah, and of course, you know, it's like we're, you know, as the governor was on, you know, her press conference on Thursday, we were ahead of the goal on certain items and behind on others. So things have been adjusting. I think that the new norm right now is just assume you're going to have a mask on and you're going to have some social distancing. Other than that, you got to kind of, you know, follow everything. So protect you and protect others by just following that. Wanted to talk about some car shows before we get to the world of outlaws, because car shows is a perfect example of, depending on where you are, there might be different restrictions. For instance, you're talking about a show coming up in Farmington actually today.
Yep, Farmington has an event going on today at the Oasis Church. It's a car show that they have at... They're meeting at the Rent-A-Wheel out in Farmington from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., so out there is going to be their first kind of major event. While June 21st, so this is going to be next Sunday, it's going to be a Father's Day cruise. The cruise has been kind of taking over what car shows have been. It's going to be Sunday at 6. The location is not completely set yet, so that's another thing where, I mean, we'll kind of find out. And, of course, next week, right before, the day before the event, we'll try to figure out where it is, but it's kind of, you know, what everything has been. We are putting everything on hold and going to wait and see, but they're planning on having a cruise for that day. While Freddy's out in, the Freddy's on Central is having a food drive today. They're known for having, you know, one of the car shows that are pretty, you know, monthly at least.
Right.
And they have a food drive that's actually going on currently. It's going to be from 8 to 2, I believe. A great event where they are going to have, you know, the certain workers or certain people that are a major part of it. They're going to have the cars kind of parked and, you know, try to practice social distancing where it's not an official car show, but they're working the food drive. They're going to slowly kind of bring forth, hey, let's make this into, hey, we're supporting others, we're doing our part, but also we're going to enjoy our cars while doing it. So
absolutely.
It's a great thing.
And, of course, virtual car show. We had Tuesday. We had our inaugural. I even had trouble saying that then. The inaugural Couch Potato Car Show. A lot of fun. It was an hour and 17 minutes. Our goal is an hour and 15 minutes. And for Spencer, myself, and Andreas Trujillo to be only 2 minutes over with as much as we like to talk, pretty impressive. But I want to send a shout-out to Yearwood Performance, of course, for hosting us. And big shout out to you. That was great. You were walking around and shooting carburetors and outside, and even the no Prius parking sign, had a lot of fun. 10 great cars winners. We had 20 entries, so we'll continue to grow that, with the next one being Tuesday, July 7th at 6:30 on Facebook Live. So free car show. If you want to get your car involved, you just go to nmmotorsportsreport.com, click on virtual car show, and all the registration information is there. It's super easy. Last time we had winners had free Whataburger. We had a t-shirt to Year of Performance, which you even held up a couple of t-shirts with the new graphics and everything.
Completely.
And two tickets to the dragway, and I have a feeling they're going to be opening really soon. So you'd be able to take advantage of those, get some drag racing in. And of course, the winner, Jennifer Gutierrez, with her 1970 Chevy Camaro, which was absolutely gorgeous, also won a $50 gift certificate to Yearwood Performance. So everybody won there. But let's talk a little bit of World Outlaws before we go to the break. Where was it? Who was the winner?
So yeah, so it's kind of like a Friday night to Saturday morning event that goes on. So
right,
June 12th
know.
To Saturday June 13th, it was the Bronzeville Big Guns Bash at the Knoxville Raceway, where Kyle Larson actually won at the took the lead the last 15 laps and won by 3.1 seconds. So Kyle Larson had a pretty darn good finish. Where usually with the dirt tracks, you kind of have the stragglers at the end, kind of in a way. He glide right through that and got a really good win out there. So.
Yeah, that is a huge lead on a dirt track. 3 seconds, that's giant. But you can see him just continuing to get more and more comfortable, getting back into a sprint car full time. Hopefully we'll see him back in Cup soon. But I think that he and what happened with him in his comments on social media are really all a part what's going on right now. As a matter of fact, on the other side, we're going to be joined by Gene Grant from Albuquerque Dragway. Hopefully, he's got some insight on how close they are to opening and when they get that call, how quick until they're ready to go. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Brian Urlacher. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Yearwood Performance has been a staple in the hot rod and street rod scene since 1968. With all the changes in high performance, the one thing that hasn't changed is Yearwood. At over 5,000 square feet, Yearwood Performance gives you the edge you need on the track and the street. Check out a wall full of carburetors and racks of ignition systems, gauges and accessories, including hoses and fittings, Torco race fuel in convenient 5-gallon cans, New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop at 341 Eubank Northeast, yearwoodperformance.com.
We are all looking for significance, and we all want to make our life matter. We want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves and change the lives of those around us. What better way to do that than to join us for life-changing services at Legacy Church? At Legacy Church, we're giving back to the community and bringing hope to those in need. We invite you to join us at Legacy Church. With 4 locations to choose from, there is a campus near you. Visit legacychurch.com for service times.
Attention, New Mexico. Listen to this. Reliable Nissan just announced a record $750,000 trade-in payoff assistance program. $750,000. Never before an offer like this.
Better than cash for clunkers.
Yes.
If you're upside down on your car loan.
If you want the maximum for your trade. We have $750,000 in payoff assistance. For people like you, this is an opportunity you do not want to miss. Plus, we've got record factory rebates on new Nissans. Buy today and make no payments till after summer. Reliable Nissan is open. We're ready to work for you. There simply may not be a better time to buy. We're Reliable Nissan, across from the Cottonwood Mall. Or visit us at ReliableNissan.com. We are reliable.
All offers on approved credit, all offers plus tax, title, license, and dealer transfer fee. All factory incentives and customer rebates apply. In lieu of other discounts, see dealer for details.
Coming up Monday on the Jim Villanucci Show, could there be another sport besides Major League Baseball that has its players go up against those in power? And, of course, we'll have best sounds of the weekend. Enjoy plenty of NASCAR over the weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday at 4 o'clock on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
This is lawyer Mo Maestas from Mo Justice Law, wishing you and your family well during these crazy times. The health order has not slowed us down. If you or your loved one is injured in an accident, please call Mo Justice at 242-2279 for a free legal consultation. More importantly, our health providers that we work with are open for business and will get you an appointment immediately. So please call Mo Justice Law at 242-2279 for a free legal consultation. So stay strong, New Mexico, and stay safe out there.
Call Indigo Mortgage today regarding your purchase or refinancing mortgage options. Indigo Mortgage encourages you to shop around, but please include your local trusted professionals at Indigo Mortgage because no one cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188348.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, Whack Upfitters, Accessories Unlimited, and Swope Real Estate. Here's David.
Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. All right, so a quick programming note coming up immediately after this show at 9 a.m. You got the team golf show with David Garcia. And at 10 a.m., you got the United Weekly with RJ Montano and David Carl. Very excited to hear that the United is coming back. But, of course, stay tuned. 1:30, you got the NASCAR Xfinity race, the Hooters 250 from Homestead, Miami. 7 p.m., we got the NASCAR Truck Series, the Baptist Health 200. On Sunday, 10 a.m., NASCAR Xfinity Series 250 from Homestead, Miami. At 1:30, got the NASCAR Dixie Vodka 400. So if you notice the transition there, we go from Hooters to Dixie Vodka. So a serious themes going on there. And, of course, Game 7 of the 2014 World Series, Kansas City Royals versus the San Francisco Giants will be carrying that. Of course, a major supporter, and I gave him a shout-out earlier for the virtual car show we had at Yearwood Performance. Yearwood Performance, since 1968, been your home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Of course, you know, Jim, Ted, his whole staff there do a tremendous job. We're able to be up close and personal in his 5,000 square foot facility at 341 Eubank for the virtual car show. It's great to get his insight on how does, you know, supercharge and add NOS to a lot of the street cars out there to get a little bit more going. So, of course, anytime you got some questions, you want to get some information, of course, you can go to yearwoodperformance.com. Looks like NHRA is going to resume racing at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway with a limited number of fans on July 11th. So let's keep our eye out that July 11th and 12th, the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing at the Lucas Oil. Also, some other things to keep your eye out for, or at least to follow up on. IndyCar went back to racing last weekend, and we had Scott Dixon basically dominate that thing. Of course, he's a master at fuel mileage, which definitely would have played in there, but he won the season opener. There was a lot of trepidation, actually, from the drivers. They were a little concerned about how this windscreen didn't seem like it missed a beat. And let me tell you, I thought the car looked absolutely phenomenal. So it's hard to believe that here we are sitting here at June 13th, and we're talking about the points. And the first points race with Scott Dixon, of course, with his win being a driver in position number one, Simon Pagenaud, Joseph Newgarden, Zach Veach. What a heck of a run for him to finish fourth, Ed Carpenter. So that's your top five. As we take a look at, you know, some of the other series, of course, we had NASCAR announce an extension of races into August. But the cool thing that I think that they're doing with this race at Miami this weekend is they're going to have 5,000 military and first responders social distancing to be able to go and watch the race. And I'm thinking, that's fantastic. Why not do something in the community with those seats? Likewise, later, there's also going to be a later race this weekend. They're also going to allow some other fans to be able to buy tickets and do social distancing. So they're trying to figure out how they can get this all going. I think it all comes back to the fact that they're outside. Their facilities are outside, so it makes a huge difference in being able to social distance and follow all the guidelines. So I know that some of the other sports are trying to figure out how they could follow a NASCAR model, how they could follow something and get that done, but they continue to work on it. So, RJ, we got some other things on the calendar that we could talk about, including you were telling me a little bit about Formula E. Almost seems to be kind of an afterthought that that was on the calendar.
Week they kind of had their they've been having these at home kind of like series every week where you know they've had either double headers or you know kind of like great iRacing that's been going on, and last week was their you know last round. It was a double header of the last round and the championship race, so they kind of finished up their iRacing series and kind of more to be told on you know what they're going to happen later. But they've kind of took iRacing, an eSport taking iRacing by storm, but no, did really darn well completing it, too.
Well, that's fantastic. Of course, Formula One, glad to see something something on the schedule there.
Completely, yeah. Formula One, so it's going to be July 3rd through the 5th, so July 4th weekend. Formula One, the Rolex Grosser Preis von Österreich, which is the Red Bull Ring out in Austria. So it's the Austria race that they have out there.
So you didn't chicken out on that, man. You just went straight into there. I mean, I probably would have just sidestepped and just gone Red Bull Ring.
The throat closed up a little bit, but hey, you got to try your best. And hey, they know I mean well, Formula One.
I love it. I love it. So going to UNM, graduated from UNM.
Yes,
was there any, did you learn any, as a host, the linguistics when you were there?
My name has two letters in it for a reason. I'm not great with linguistics. I took the beginner Spanish, which has worked out quite well for me.
Well, I think so far you've done a pretty good job, because with all these different forms of international racing, they're going to all different places. So good to see Formula One's coming back. Of course, they're going to go back-to-back at the Red Bull Ring. The following weekend, they're going to have the Steiermark Grand Prix same place. So kind of neat to see that's going there. They're, of course, trying to figure out how they're going to get this thing done without fans as well. But likewise, don't worry, they have all these broadcast rights, and they got all kinds of money in that bucket. So they're going to be absolutely fine. Let's talk about basically Formula One on two wheels, MotoGP.
Yeah, so MotoGP, now this one I might have a little trouble. I mean, I have a little carrot on top to see all the fun stuff. But
right.
Their next scheduled event, so of course, for what we know for now, next possible event is actually going to be in August 9th. It's going to be their kind of like round six after, you know, moving everything.
Right.
It's going to be the Monster Energy Grand Prix, actually, which is at the Czech Republic in Automotodrome. So it's pretty much their Czech race. It's a big Grand Prix out there. And August, we're hoping to see some good racing on the motorcycle end.
Yeah, I was in Czechoslovakia last year. And let me tell you, they're very passionate fans. And a beautiful track. So it's great to see that they're going to be able to go to Central Europe. I mean, especially when you consider, just on the other side of the pond, or I guess you'd say, across the Mediterranean from Italy. So they were pretty close to the outbreak there. NHRA, you have the official launch for the NHRA season.
Yep, NHRA. So what everything's planned on right now is going to be the July 11th and 12th weekend, the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series, which is the first event for the Lucas Oil Raceway.
And Lucas Oil, of course, Indiana makes complete sense for them to go to, because they're going to miss the July 4th race, so makes sense for them to be with at the Lucas Oil. IndyCar, when's their next race?
So it's actually that same weekend, so July 11th and 12th. It's the Rev Group Grand Prix at Road America Race. So the first race is going to be July 11th, and then they're going to have a race right after July 12th. So a two-day racing event, great event going on, though, for IndyCar. And like I said, everything's filling up a little bit more and more in the calendar. So trying our darnest not to forget anything, but amazing stuff that, you know, typing in, let's see if it comes out.
Well, absolutely. And so right here on ESPN Radio, of course, later today, we're going to go with the Xfinity because the race comes first, is the Hooters 250 at 1:30 at 7 p.m. Going to be able to watch the trucks, the Gander trucks, here on ESPN Radio. Then on Sunday, Xfinity comes back with a race, and we're going to start our coverage at 10 a.m. So this is like watching college football, right? I mean, 10 a.m., you sit in, you know, breakfast is settling, you get ready, you're thinking about lunch, and then racing gets rolling to lunch, and then it's going to go right on into the Monster Energy Series Dixie Vodka 400 at 1:30. So, I mean, it is a Sunday, but 1:30 might be a little early to start hitting the vodka. But I guess if you put it in orange juice, right, it's a mimosa, and it's all good.
Brunch is for fancy people, David. So we're here for racing.
You know what? You are absolutely right. Absolutely right. But, I mean, in Formula One, I mean, brunch or breakfast in Wimbledon, right? You know, I mean, strawberries, yeah, you got to see, the whenever we bring tennis into this thing, Kelly gets excited, which, Kelly, I'm sorry to see your injury there. Being very competitive on the tennis courts, you know, which is funny. They were talking about earlier this week on Scott Galletti was talking about soccer coming back, and he said soccer field, and he said, or I guess you could call it the pitch, you know. And I just thought it was funny. It's like it is called the pitch, Scott. You know, so. It's funny, but we do a lot of that, you know, on racing here as well. You know, I mean, you mentioned that going on this weekend as a part of Sandia Speedway, NMDA and NMKA. So for those who don't know, you know, a Dirt Racing Association, and then the K is for carts. So there's other things going on there. But if you don't know, and not only that, I think there's a drift out there as well. No spectators, which... Drift is really all about the spectators. It's all about the show, the sound and the smoke and everything. But you might as well go out there and support Whiskey Garage and any racing that's, you know, going on out there. So fantastic. All right. We got a whole lot more coming up on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, the team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7, the team.
Hans Whitler Automotive is your home for European auto repair. We service Audi, BMW, Mercedes, Porsche, Mini, and Volkswagen. Call 294-7684 or visit HansWhitlerAutoGroup.com to schedule your appointment. Located on Elizabeth and Central and on Wilshire between Alameda and Paseo.
Turn scrap metal into cash. Have scrap metal lying around? Sell it to Acme Iron and Metal with 9 convenient locations. Acme will pay you top dollar for your scrap iron and metal. Visit acmeironandmetal.com or call 345-2457.
Hi, Jamie Lynn here with I-9 Sports. It's been a long time coming. Tired of the kids sitting around the house? It's time to get out and play. I-9 is back for the season. Get your kids enrolled for a program right now. Sign up for our football, t-ball, basketball, lacrosse, soccer, volleyball, or cheer. We still have room for your child. Don't be afraid of joining the I-9 waitlist. We will fit you in and call you with options. Kids need programs now and more than ever. Visit i9sports.com. That's i9sports.com.
Corley's Albuquerque Lincoln is back, fully open to serve you on your terms. At home, online, and at the dealership. Yes, we can. Shop with extra assurance when it's needed most. We'll make up to your first 3 payments when you buy or lease a new Lincoln. Take advantage of 0% financing for 72 months. Yes, you can. In a safe and sanitized sales environment, buy with all the Corley benefits. Lifetime powertrain warranty, lifetime car washes, lifetime service loaners, service pickup and delivery, home sales delivery, and more. Yes, we can. At Corley's Albuquerque Lincoln on I-25 at the Alameda exit, or visit us at CorleyNewMexico.com. Yes, we can.
All offers on approved credit, not all qualified. Maximum payment reimbursement, $800 a month, $2,400 in total. Financing through Lincoln Automotive Financial Services. Bonus cash requires Lincoln AFS financing. 0% varies by model and term. See dealer for details.
You want it right, right today. Get it done the Daniels way. Daniels. Plumbing, heating, and air.
Joe O'Neill from my buddies at Daniels. Would you like hospital-quality air in your home? Call Daniels Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. They have the solutions to meet your needs with the abilities to remove 99.5% of all airborne viruses, mold, bacteria, and allergens, home or business. Call Daniels for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and air quality needs. 898-8860.
Tired of the jammed up T-sheets here in town? Well, check out Cota de Malpais and Grants, a short 1 hour drive west on the I-40. Their course is open and their greens are pristine. No dining, eating, and one person per cart. And please wear a mask in the clubhouse, but you can call ahead and place your order, a snack, a burger, and your favorite beverage, and they'll have it ready and waiting for you. Book your tee time in advance by calling 285-5544. That's 505-285-5544. Experience Cota de Malpais, a truly unique golf course.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Bubba Wallace, driver of the number 43 Camaro ZL1 for Richard Petty Motorsports. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, Whack Up Fitters, Accessories Unlimited, and Swope Real Estate. Here's David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And a good friend of the show. We always have a lot of fun at the track. Gene Grant, how you doing this
morning,
David,
Gene? Good to see you, man. Thanks for the invite. I come bearing gifts.
Oh, my goodness.
Courtesy of Albuquerque Dragway, I've got face masks, NHRA face masks.
Oh, those are fantastic.
For you and the crew, here's the NHRA one that I wear. I wear this out. Here is the awesome, oh, I love this one. It's a good design. That might be good for you, D.
Oh, there you go.
I like that. This one's good for David. I like that one. That's a good one. And we got the Jacob Vajagas Flames style. There we go. So these are for you guys, for the crew.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, exactly.
See, that's why we invite gifts into... It's not because I'm benevolent.
Right.
It's so I can give free stuff, right?
That's right. That's right. It's all about the swag.
Yeah, and you know what? The other thing I love, and I think you probably do too with radio, is it's the theater of the mind.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people don't really know what we look like.
Yeah.
Including, I mean, we were talking about the unique times that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when on the radio, you don't know anybody's color.
That's right.
Right.
That's
you know, right. And it's really where you have a chance to really tell the story.
That's right.
You know, and I like, as you shared as well, in racing, you got a helmet on.
That's right.
And pretty much, you know, everybody's the same.
That's right.
And even when the helmet's off, racing is just is a little bit different of a community.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up in Boston, mm-hmm. can you speak to that a little bit?
Sure. You know, it's interesting. I appreciate you asking. You know, I can't help but harken back to the 70s when I was coming up, and it was a very tough time in that city racially. It was across the country in a lot of ways. The racetrack, and my home track is New England Dragway in Epping, New Hampshire, where the New England Nationals are held,
right,
was always a solace for me. You know, it was always a place, there was always a very mixed crowd. A lot of black kids around, a lot of white kids back there, Puerto Rican kids,
right.
Hispanic kids. You know, it never really was an issue because we were joking a little bit off the air. You know, drag racers have bigger things to worry about when it's race day, honestly.
Right. Right.
Any form of racing. These cats got other things to worry about
right.
than race relations. So it was always a place for me to kind of step back out of society and take a break and take a breath. Now, the beauty of that is I also had a lot of black heroes to root for.
Exactly.
Racing. You know what I mean?
And
touch it back to NASCAR for a quick second. I always find it very interesting. The very first African-American NASCAR winner was back in 1963.
Yeah, Wendell Scott.
Right.
Yeah,
that's an amazing time.
You know, NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Yep.
You know, and you're right, because I did hear this morning when they were talking about a Bubba Wallace on XM.
Yeah.
And actually, I think it was Marty Smith that might have even been on this station this morning that was talking about, you know, Bubba Wallace is not the first, you know, black driver.
Right.
You know, as a matter of fact, you know, when Danica Patrick was one, and Danica was also not the first female driver.
That's right.
And it's just interesting. But when we talk about motorsports and inclusion, mm-hmm. one of the real issues is the expense of getting into the sport.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that's where drag racing has a little bit of an edge, say on NASCAR, Circle Track, or anything mm-hmm. like that. Road racing, especially. Geez,
that's right.
I mean, think about the top Formula One. And you know what Lewis Hamilton has been able to do at that level,
mm-hmm.
But drag racing is one of those things where you can come in with any level of vehicle, mm-hmm. and the tree equals it out.
That's right. I couldn't agree more. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you go on YouTube and you go to Dirty South Garage, or you go to a lot of places in the southeast part of the state where a lot of drag racing is going on now. And I'm separating this from street racing. This is
of course.
You know, right. It's amazing how many black folks are out drag racing on drag strips across.
Right.
Now, this is the interesting part of me. In the Deep South, where this is a NASCAR country, there's a lot of black men and women drag racing down there and having a great time doing it. And I love Dirty South Garage. I think it's one of the great YouTube channels. I think it's a lot of fun. And so, to your point, it's accessible.
Right.
Drag racing, NHRA drag racing is accessible. That's the beauty of it. Always has been, always will be. The expense is a difficulty if you want to step up in class, but you know what?
Right.
There's no one there to stop you.
Right.
If you want to do it, there's no one's going to say no.
Right.
That's the beauty of it.
Right. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, Jim, we talk about Jim Costa at Yearwood. We talk about that all the time. It's like, mm-hmm. You can go as fast as your budget can handle.
That's right.
You know, and likewise, he's had a few accidents, and he didn't care what color, anybody was pulling him out of the vehicle either, right?
That's right.
You know, and so it's completely fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I want to come back to this subject,
sure.
Black Lives Matter. We've got some audio I'd like to break down with you. But first,
sure.
I wanted to ask you about, Sandia Speedway, is opening this weekend.
Yep.
How close are we to the drag strip opening, and are you going to be watching how things go with Sandia?
Second part first, yes, very closely at Sandia, for sure. You know, Charlie's an interesting cat, no doubt. He's going for it, and we're getting there. We have a proposal, we being Albuquerque Dragway, and
right.
we being specifically Robert Costa, our owner.
Right.
We have a proposal into the Governor's Economic Recovery Council. That's the group of 12 folks, the business folks around the around the state that are vetting these things.
Right.
We've had a proposal in for about a month and about 5 weeks now, I'd say. We thought we were going to get some good news this week. It didn't happen. Here's the problem, as you know, David, and just to explain for the folks, we've been classified at the drag strip the same as like Isotopes Park or,
United. Wouldn't it be nice to have 13,000, 15,000
right.
in the sand? Okay, so anyway.
Exactly. We'll get there someday.
Right.
Honestly, and we keep trying to tell these folks, no, guys. Our proposal includes a no-fan opening.
Right.
I hate to say that, but that's the reality of what we've got going on right now. So we have a no-fan opening. All the touch points that they might have concern, meaning the gate coming in where money gets exchanged, tech where you've got some close contact, the ET shack, all those different things. Robert is making investments in all those areas to take the human element out of it, and that's
right.
part of the process. When you see a lot of the tracks that are opening around the country, a number of drag strips have opened around the country recently, as you know.
Right.
And that's part of that process. I've scanned a lot. Tulsa particularly
right.
Has a wonderful best practices on their website.
Yeah.
These guys are super bright. We stole a lot from them. We pinched a lot from other tracks around the country. That was a big part of our 3-page presentation to them.
Right.
All we can do now is wait. I think, if I have to take a guess, David, I think what's going on now is, my guess is they're going to have to try to figure out how to open all the tracks at once versus one at a time.
Right.
Because everyone's got proposals in.
Right.
There's now, as you know, a coalition of racetracks around the state that have come together.
Right.
They've got a proposal in. I've seen it. It's very solid. I like our proposal, too. We'll see what happens. As we get going, it'll be quick. We'll have word out super, super quick. But Robert's ready to pull the trigger as soon as we hear. Jim's ready down at the track. And, things
right.
are happening.
Right.
It's not as if we're all just like at home going, whatever. there's a lot. Actually, there's some improvements. A lot of
exactly.
things.
Exactly. There have been
that's
things
right.
that are going on
that's
out
right.
there.
That's right. I mean, a lot of the things are really obvious. Every other pit space, every
right.
other lane, mask use by the staff. We're ready for that. I've got all the NHRA masks ready for the staff. Limited public in the tower. So it's not that hard to lock down a drag strip.
Right.
That's the part we're getting frustrated with, is we keep trying to tell the guys, this is not a close contact sport. Your world is really around your race car, your trailer, and your one crew, your one or two crew people, and that's it.
Right.
That's really it. I mean, concessions, we can figure it out.
Right.
We can do a pre-wrapped, pre-cooked, in-line, like we're doing at restaurants that are open now. We
right.
can take care of Michael Valenzuela. We can make sure he can make his money.
Yeah.
We can do this. We can absolutely do this and do it safely and follow all the COVID stuff. We just need the state to agree.
Right.
It's just been frustrating.
So mm-hmm. Gene, part of what I see as a problem with potentially open all the tracks at once around the state
mm-hmm.
is each county is having different issues. I mean,
yes.
Bernalillo County, we're actually doing fairly well,
mm-hmm.
but if you tried to include Bernalillo County with, say, Uranium Capital, I mean, Grants is in a different situation.
Yeah.
Roswell is in a different situation.
Truly.
Vado, between Las Cruces, as far as dealing with the circle tracks. Now, mm-hmm. you also got, Moriarty MX, you've got,
right.
You've also got Desert Racing,
that's
in
right.
which, and so, in a way, I totally get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I could see where let's don't wait to open Albuquerque Dragway.
Right.
Because there's something going on in another county that's affecting
right.
a different track.
I couldn't agree
so,
more. Yeah.
So I think that what you're saying is the way that the governor has tried to, she's got a big issue to deal with, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not going to throw her under the bus
mm-hmm.
because when you start to look at each business, there are other components. You mentioned concessions, right?
Right.
The ticket booth, even though you've only got two ticket lanes in.
Mm-hmm.
The ticket from your lap time.
That's right.
Could all of this stuff be automized? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Is it all at a cost? Absolutely.
Yep.
Is racing a profitable business? Absolutely not. Right?
That's
so,
right.
So I completely agree with you. And then on the flip side, we may complain about a lot of these things, but if you look at the national statistics, New Mexico's actually done a pretty decent
That's
job.
Right. Yep.
I mean, when everything from Texas over all the way up is red, kind of in an angle across, New Mexico stands out as white.
That's
it's
right.
still, clear,
That's
if
right.
you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because it's like we complain and complain and complain, or some people complain, and yet we're doing some things right.
I couldn't agree more. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we want to be in line with that. We're not fighting the government here. We're not fighting
right.
the state here. We want to be in line with what they want, and we feel like we've proposed that to them. So it's a difficulty. For the racers, it's not optimal. It's for anybody. You know what I mean?
Right.
The ET Shack, getting your ET electronically.
Yep.
Well, there's some ups and downs to that. That's not a perfect situation. A lot
right.
of racers like a paper ET slip. They make notes on the back of it. They like to keep them for years,
right.
the little booklet. The Tech Shack thing, that's where we all sort of socialize to get the day going. You know what I mean? So that's a
right.
bit of a loss.
Right.
We all love Rachel at the front gate, to do the electronic, check-in and gate buying. There's something lost there. So a human element gets lost, but we're
right.
ready to kind of deal with whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you to stay over
sure.
in the next segment because I do want to address comments by both Bubba Wallace and comments by Kevin Harvick in support of the Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Joey Logano, driver of number 22 Shell Penzo Ford, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque 1017 The Team.
Attention contractors, JPR's just opened its construction supply company in Rio Rancho at 103 Industrial Park Loop. We have a large selection of tools, curing compounds, rebar, wire mesh, and so much more. JPR Construction Supply, 588-3010.
New Mexico Tech is home to one of the top 25 most advanced university computer science departments in the nation. Ahead of Stanford, ahead of Duke, ahead of Cal Poly and the University of Chicago. For more information, visit nmt.edu.
Toltec Brewing on Albuquerque's west side is back and better than ever. Support local and enjoy some of the best craft draft brews New Mexico has to offer. Toltec's dishes and chef specialties are unmatched, like their made-from-scratch pizzas, burgers, tacos, and more. Toltec promises to deliver delicious grub and craft brews in a clean, sanitized, and comfortable environment. Grab your crowlers and growlers to go today. Toltec Brewing. To order online and view hours of operation, go to ToltecBrewing.com. Toltec, the ruler of craft brews.
We know about the difficult times so many of our local restaurants are facing. New Mexicans are stepping up to help our local restaurants. Now there's a way to save a bunch of money at the same time. Join the Premium Meal Deal and begin saving at over 40 restaurants with 70 locations. For only $6 per month, with the first month absolutely free, you can literally save hundreds of dollars every month while helping to restore the local economy. Restaurants include Fox's Pizza Den, San Francisco Street Bar and Grill, Mario's, Guaca, Guaca Tacos, Cafe Grazie, and many more in the Albuquerque and Santa Fe area. Support these local New Mexico Restaurant Association members and save $10 on every purchase over $30. Simply visit premiummealdeal.com and enter promo code ESPN. That's premiummealdeal.com, promo code ESPN. You'll be saving $10 off your $30 meal today for restaurants, and to join for only $6 per month for the first month free, visit premiummealdeal.com, promo code ESPN.
Business owners, it's one thing to have your doors closed during the coronavirus shutdown. It's another when criminals break in and do even more damage. Enough is enough. I'm Aaron Jones, owner of International Protective Service, IPS. My business here is to watch your business while you're away with a highly trained armed guard or 24-hour patrol. Call IPS at 897-2420 or go to ipsglobal.com. Commercial burglaries are increasing. Let IPS defend your business. Right now, you've got enough to worry about.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Art Sandoval help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Art handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Art Sandoval at 338-0300 today and get to a better state with State Farm.
This is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, Whack Up Fitters, Accessories Unlimited, and Swope Real Estate. Here's David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. And, of course, working at ESPN Radio is amazing when you consider sports is really about escapism and you know, heroes and people that are overcoming difficulties. And what was fascinating today or this week was overcoming other difficulties that maybe as a white person I'm not as aware of. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to start by playing the audio from Bubba Wallace, who is unfortunately become the official spokesperson for black people in NASCAR.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, we tried to implement that a few years ago, and that's when I was kind of getting into the sport and kind of finding my way, getting my feet underneath me. But now, with everything that's going on in the world and conversation starters, kind of start off with how people will see the flag and it makes them feel a certain type of way. And it's just like, let's simply just get it away from sporting events. And I just read an article from a good friend of mine, Marty Smith, ESPN, who said, to the fan are upset by this move, we're not closing a door on you, we're opening a door to many others. Mm. And I thought that was very powerful. So, and that's exactly right.
So what's your thoughts on that? Because I have looked at it and really said that, including my wife, okay, mm-hmm. My wife even said, well, NASCAR's a bunch of hicks, mm-hmm. Right? Why do I want to watch NASCAR?
Right.
All they talk about is bootlegging and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that is a part of their history, mm-hmm. but Jeff Gordon came in somewhere along the way, changed the sport, opened it up to Californian.
That's right.
Right? So, I mean, what are your thoughts when you hear that and you know, growing up around racing?
Sure. You know, I appreciate what Bubba was saying there. I do. It's always been a point of sort of a thing where you know, as an African-American racing fan, it's there, it's part of your existence, but you learn to sort of cast one half of one eye away from it if there's a flag. You know what I mean? You realize there's nothing you can do about it. If you're watching Darlington, there's going to be a bunch of flags, and right. You just sort of, you learn to deal with it. But at the same time, there is this thing, it's like, can we move on somehow from it? And it's interesting to hear Bubba Wallace say this very interesting thing to me, David, that when he was first coming in that first attempt to remove the flag, he's talking about 2015.
Right, that's only 5 years ago.
That's right.
But it was like 5 years ago.
That's
which,
right.
Which right now, 5 months ago, feels like 5 years ago,
no
right?
Joke, no right? joke. But that was specifically Charlottesville.
Right.
And the unfortunate killing of those 9 black parishioners by Dylan Root. And that's when the organization, NASCAR, tried to do something with the
right.
flag. Now, what's interesting to me about that year is if you recall, and fans listening to this show will obviously recall this, later that year at the Southern 500, that was when it really blew up.
Right.
When NASCAR sort of was like, okay, guys, we're sort of asking for a voluntary effort here.
Right.
And it reversed and went the other way, and even more flags were in the infield that race. That was the race I actually thought, David, while I was seeing the last of the Confederate flag in NASCAR.
Wow.
I swear to you, as I'm sitting here, I remember this thought so clearly, thinking, you know what? I wonder if we're starting to see the unwinding of this thing, because NASCAR can't let this go now. Back in
right.
2015, when they took that position, there was no way they were going to back up from that.
Right.
So to bring it to the present, what's happened now is now NASCAR has their opening. And now Bubba Wallace, they're one of their arguably biggest stars, who has leverage, who has cultural leverage, is using his leverage into full effect, as you heard in that
right.
clip you just played. So I think what's happening is Bill France Jr. and everybody at NASCAR, they have had people beating on them from one side of society for ever since 2015,
right.
really coming after them. At the same time, trying to balance that tradition of the sport and trying to honor those who kind of came up with it. But at some point, I think that quote is very key. You got to open the door to new fans. If you're running anything, you're always planning 10 years down the road.
Right.
Always. That's a part of your long-term deal. And the simple fact is, if fans are true fans, whether the flags are there or not, they're going to still be there for the racing. I hate to,
right.
you know, I'm not going to be the black guy to tell white guys how to kind of judge their sport.
Right.
But it would seem to me, if you really dig NASCAR and what NASCAR brings to the table, it's not about the flag at the end of the day.
Right.
And if you're going to do the flag thing, there's still going to be flags in the infield. There's no one's kidding anybody here.
Right.
I mean, it's just going to be. Now, over time, 20 years from now, who knows what's going to happen, but
right.
I give NASCAR credit. At some point, they had to kind of go 90 degrees on this. They tried it 2015. They thought they had their
right.
opening. It wasn't going to work, and now they have it, and it's going to go from here.
Well, and I think it's mm-hmm. also, you're a publicly held company.
That's right.
Right? You know,
that's
you
right.
you have employees within your company that may feel a particular way.
That's right.
And this all comes back to, I mean, COVID-19, this is a perfect lead into all of it,
mm-hmm.
is talking about personal freedoms. Do I have a personal freedom to cough on you
right.
and give you COVID-19, right?
Right?
You know, is that a personal freedom?
That's right.
Is it a personal freedom for me to offend you with something that I don't even understand? And because, quite frankly, I mean, who was alive, you know,
that's right.
you know, when this thing all started?
That's right.
Is it a pride of being Southern thing? Ryan McGee had some great comments mm-hmm. in regards to that. Mm-hmm. But there is that deal where is personal freedom and personal expression? Because, quite frankly, why would you want to associate with a symbol that has been used in other areas?
That's
you
right.
know, like let's talk about the swastika, right?
Right.
You go down to the chemo. Swastika's in there representing the sun, and it's been a native theme, right? But the swastika makes us all take a breath because of how it was used by other people.
That's right.
And so your argument, or the argument against continuing to have the flag, is it's a historical thing,
mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with how people have used it in a negative manner.
That's right.
And so as a white person, I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, hey, yes, I'm numb to it, because it doesn't offend me. But, right. I mean, if there was something else like a my family crest, mm-hmm. you know, I walk into a place and, I mean, I might go over there and have a conversation.
Sure.
So I think at some point people just have to, like you say, let it go. And you don't even know all the economic, positive economic impact we could have.
That's right.
By other fans joining in. Because now, let's say you could be, you're a fan, right?
That's right.
But now you bring your family.
That's right.
You know, because right. now, I mean, do you have to explain to your son? I mean, why is that flag there, Dad?
That's right. When you're the last place in the culture where the flag flies like that,
yeah.
that's a difficulty for NASCAR. When you were yeah. the last place in the United States where that's a situation,
yeah.
and you made a good point a second ago too. If Charlottesville and all the stuff that's going on recently had never happened, and the flag had then become associated with those things, I don't think we'd be having this problem. We'd be back to where we were,
right.
you know, 10 years ago. The flag's the flag. It's there. We all get it. Either choose to look at it or not. You know,
right.
it doesn't symbolize something that's very current.
Right.
You know, when you've got people like in Charlottesville that, you know, people, that woman that got killed by that fellow that hit her with the car.
Right.
Well, when you've got a flag in proximity, that changes the equation completely.
Right.
You know what I mean? So history's yeah. one thing. Modern history's a whole other thing altogether.
Well, and of course, we're just a short radio station, so we don't have a lot of time. But
I appreciate the amount.
This dialogue needs to continue, and I am proud to be a part of it mm-hmm. and use my platform for something good. As a matter of fact, I see the big smile on Kelly's face. Probably does everything for me. All right, next week we got a whole nother show, and we'll try and keep it as light as possible. But these things are impacting all of us. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to the ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
What's up, New Mexico? This is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.
KQTM-FM, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque.